No matter who wins this year's presidential election, tipped service workers might be getting a nice new tax break. But just because both major party presidential candidates are now embracing this idea doesn't mean it's a good one. I'll explain. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. Vice President Kamala Harris has now followed in former President Donald Trump's footsteps by promising to eliminate income taxes on tips if she's elected. Trump, meanwhile, is already complaining that she's stolen the idea from him, even though I thought it was supposed to be something of a triumph when you convince an opposing campaign to adopt your views. Regardless, cutting taxes has already gained some minimal traction in Congress, too. Senator Ted Cruz and a bunch of House Republicans have drafted a bill that puts a few bones on the Trump and now Harris proposal and would create a 100% exemption for tipped income from income taxes. Unfortunately, this is something of a poorly thought out idea, no matter whose campaign or the fact that both campaigns are pushing it. When Trump floated this idea back in June, I wrote about it at Reason.com and I covered the idea here on American Radio Journal too, so some of this will probably sound familiar to you. The basics of why this exemption isn't a great idea remain pretty much the same. Eliminating taxes on tips while leaving the rest of the tax code alone would increase the deficit, it would create some weird economic incentives, and it would unfairly cut taxes for a small subset of workers while not doing very much at all to help the majority of Americans or to grow the economy, which is the real reason why you should cut taxes. Unsurprisingly, some in the media are now trying to argue that this was a bad idea when Trump proposed it, but it's a good idea now that Harris is doing the same. That's the argument that was made this week by the uber-hacky Los Angeles Times columnist Michael Hiltzik, who wrote this week, and I'm not making this up, he wrote that Harris's plan is, quote, much better policy. And the only argument that he makes to back up that claim is that it would include her proposal for a higher national minimum wage. But that is total nonsense, because tips are still going to exist even if you raise the minimum wage. I mean, just go to any state with a high minimum wage. Go to New York or hey, California, where Michael Hiltzik lives. If you don't believe me, there's still tips. And if anything, the tips in those places are higher because most people tip based on a percentage of the cost of a service or like how much you pay for food. And services and food get more expensive when you hike the minimum wage. So this is a very silly argument, but it's also somewhat of a digression. If anything, given Harris's track record of talking about equity and fairness so much, her embrace of this idea actually looks worse than Trump's decision to throw it out there in the first place. Because there's no way around this. This would be a very unfair proposal for a lot of low-income workers. To understand why, we have to do a little bit of a thought experiment. Imagine two workers. One of them is a cashier at a grocery store, and the other is a waitress at a small cafe right next door to the grocery store. They both earn the same amount of income this year. Let's say it's $35,000. Under the current tax code, they would both owe about the same amount in taxes. A little more than $2,000 is what they would owe. And for the purposes of this thought experiment, let's leave aside any tax credits they might be able to claim and assume that they both pay the same amount. They owe $2,000 and they pay $2,000. That's fair. They earn the same amount, they pay the same amount. Okay, now let's pretend that tips are exempt from taxes. The cashier at the grocery store, she doesn't earn any tips, so she still earns $35,000, and she still owes that $2,000 in taxes. Oh, but the waitress next door, she earns $35,000, but about half of that total comes from tips. So you take that out, and now she's taxed significantly less, and she owes only about $600. I'm not making up these numbers either. This comes from an analysis done by Alex Murcianu. He's a senior policy analyst at the Tax Foundation. He's very smart. He knows his stuff. He knows these numbers. So the cashier still owes $2,000 in taxes, and the waitress, meanwhile, owes just $600. I think Harris ought to explain why she thinks it's fair to ask some low-income workers to pay tax bills that will be two or three times higher than other workers who earn the same amount in pretty much the same job. I mean, that's what she's proposing here. How is that fair? How is that equitable? More generally, I think this example is a nice reminder of why the government should pursue broad-based taxes with low rates and few special exemptions, and why the tax code should treat all income equally. Of course, it pains me on some level to have to knock down this idea because I'm a libertarian. I write for Reason Magazine. I want people to have less of their income consumed by federal taxes. And exempting tips would accomplish that, If you look at the most recently published IRS data from 2018, 6.1 million Americans reported tax money that they brought in from tips that was taxed, and they paid about $38 billion on that taxed income. So that's $38 billion that people would get to keep in their pockets. And I love that. You could even maybe convince me to overlook the fairness question. If some workers are benefiting, no one else is really being directly harmed, and the government is getting less revenue, that sounds great to me. But what I absolutely cannot sanction is a pair of unpopular politicians trying to boost their low ratings by promising special tax cuts after years of fiscal mismanagement have left the country with $35 trillion in debt and trillion-dollar deficits as far as the Congressional Budget Office's eyes can see. Trump added $8 trillion to the debt, and the Biden-Harris administration has added trillions more. There have been no indications from either campaign that either Trump or Harris has a serious plan for deficit reduction, and until they clean up the mess that they've helped to make, they shouldn't be allowed to promise more goodies to anyone. Both Trump and Harris should be asked the same questions about this plan. What will you cut to offset the estimated $38 billion drop in revenue that will occur if you end taxes on tips? And why should a small subset of workers get special treatment at the expense of everyone else, especially since adding to the deficit is a promise that future tax rates will have to go up? Until those questions get satisfactory answers, I'm chalking this up to being nothing more than campaign trail pandering. And remember that a bad idea doesn't get better just because it's bipartisan. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Check out more of our coverage of this and everything else going on the campaign trail and around Washington, D.C. this week at Reason.com, and catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.